So that invitation then from God in our readings for relationship with us. As a child in Hull, I became aware of a strange presence upstairs in my nana and my granddad's house. I could hear noises. I could hear shuffling about the furniture. And I could see evidence of this presence around the place, but I never got to know what it was until a few years later. Then I discovered that this presence in my nan and my granddad's house was a man. And he was a man who lived upstairs in a bedroom in this end terrace in the west end of Hull. And never got to see him, just used to hear the sounds and the evidence of him being there. And it was a few years later, as I was growing up as a child, that we finally discovered who this man was. And he began to come down the stairs to share meals with us. And he was my nana's brother, my great uncle. He would come down when invited. He would sit and enter into the room rather silently, and then he would sit at the end of the table silently. He would eat his meal silently. Nobody spoke to him. And then he left the room silently and returned upstairs. As I grew older and into my teens, I thought this was a bit odd. And so I started to ask questions. And I discovered his name, Major. And he had volunteered for the army at the start of the Second World War. He'd been posted overseas to the Far East. And nobody heard anything from him for 8 years. Not a letter, not a communication from the army itself, no leave. 8 long years, and he was presumed lost, killed in action. But he returned, and clearly he returned very differently to how he had left. And here he was then in my nan and my granddad's house, living the life of a semi-recluse. And I discovered that before the war he was a master decorator, actually a master plasterer. He was incredibly talented. Him and my granddad used to do kind of Adam-esque style decorative plastering, you know, in the big old houses and in City Hall, Hull, a lot of his work there. But the thing that drew us together was a love of music. And I discovered he had a love for music. And then a friendship developed. And he would cycle across the city from the west end to the east end to our house. And he would just drop us an LP off. Do you remember them? He'd drop us an LP off. And sometimes he'd stay and we'd listen to it together and talk about it. And other times he'd just say, I thought you might like this, and drop it off and then cycle back. And that were it. There'd been a lost connection there in that relationship. That possibility of relationship. For some reason, and I don't know why, but that connection had been broken. But it was clear that actually my great uncle really wanted friendship. And he wanted relationship. And I was blessed with getting to know him. In that regard, he was a deeply private man then. But here's the parallel with our readings this morning. Emmanuel, God with us. Uncle Major was with us, but were we with him? it was weird. Folks knew he was there, but didn't enter into relationship with him. And so many people over the next couple of weeks or so are going to be in a situation like that with the Lord himself this Christmas. God is with us. But how do we choose to respond to that? In the 40 years of me being a Christian, I know that there are two basic questions that people ask. One is, does God exist? And the second one on the back of that is, if he does, can I get to know him? And the narrative of Christmas is yes to both. It's yes in bold, large block capitals, underlined. Yes. God with us sent his son to be with us. Because he wanted a relationship with us and he wants us to have relationship with him. But just like my Uncle Major didn't force himself on us and come belting downstairs and say, why doesn't anybody talk to me? No, he was there. Wanting that. And when I actually kind of had the nerve and the common sense and inclination to step into that vacuum. Wow, was I blessed by that for the years in the end that we had together and we could share together and discover. And the way he blessed me in so many ways with that. But the Christmas narrative, the Christmas story is that reminder of God's desire. You know, over Christmas, most of us, we'll be welcoming people into our homes, won't we? And spending time with them. When someone is with you, it redefines the space in which you are, doesn't it? As every single one of you came into this building this morning, it changed. It redefined the space. At first it was just Sue, then it was Sue and Margaret, then it was Sue, Margaret and me, then it was Sue, Margaret and I. And, you know, and every time somebody new comes into the space, it changes it. It redefines the space and the time that we have together. When someone is with us, we usually acknowledge the fact. When someone is with us, we usually interact. When someone was with us, it usually demands a response, doesn't it? Emmanuel, God with us, that living reality. And so the question then that I pose at the start of our worship this morning, what does Emmanuel, God with us, mean for us today? What does it mean for me? How does it change my life today? And tomorrow, knowing that God is with me, God is with us, that invitation for me to respond. Because if God is with us, if God is with me, how does that change me? How does that change the way I am? How does that change the way I live my life? If God is with us, and I know that, how does it change the way I want other people to know the same thing? That they might discover that reality. That this Christmas might be the best Christmas they have ever had in their lives because they understand for the first time that the penny drops. Oh yeah. God's with us. It's not a fantasy. Is there to be known, to be discovered. Now what I want to do is I want to put us on a piece of music now. And you have the words in front of you. Those of you who are at filling station have heard this before. But as we listen to it and read those words, that we might have that challenge on us again, but also the blessing of it afresh on us. All the earth was waiting, anticipating Emmanuel, God with us.